to Sight.
Spend the day with Sight. From 6 a.m. to 9:30 p.m.
on Radio Sight Thursday Live.
Radio Sight Thursday Live.
Stay tuned.
Shri Sai Ram. Dear listeners, greetings from Prashant Nilayam, the spiritual capital of the universe. You are tuned to Asia Stream of Radio Sai Global Harmony, and today is a holy Thursday, and a warm welcome to all of you for today's Thursday Live. Till now you listened to the segment Morning Glory, which was hosted by Sister Karuna, and now it's time for the segment Soul Inspirations. It's 11 a.m. Indian Standard Time, and I'm Raghu from Team Radio Sai. At the very beginning, dear listeners, as always, let us all collectively offer our most humble, prayerful and grateful pranams at the voice and listener, the heart and soul of Radio Sai Global Harmony, Bhagwan Sri Satya Sai Baba. And I thank him profusely for giving me this opportunity to host a segment in his radio, God's own radio, Radio Sai Global Harmony. All right, today is 4th of April and it's the summer month in Prashant Nilayam Ashram, in Prashant Nilayam, in fact in India itself. Yes, the temperature is slowly increasing here, and it's hot and warm and bright sunshine throughout the day in the ashram. But whatever it is very vibrant with divine vibes as always in the ashram. And it's our humble effort to bring these divine vibes to your homes through the God's own radio, that is Radio Sai Global Harmony. Well, this is the month of April and the vacations have started in almost all the educational institutions in India, and so also in Swami's educational institutions. The primary school, the Sri Satya Sai Primary School, the Sri Satya Sai Higher Secondary Schools have already finished their exams, and boys and girls have gone back home for 2 months. It's their vacation, the summer vacation. All right, now let's come to the segment Soul Inspirations. And today in the segment Soul Inspirations, I'm going to play for you a few songs which were sung by Swami students during the annual sports and cultural meet. These songs were specially composed and sung by Bhagwan students for the occasion. But before that, I would like to share with you all a chinna katha, a short story told by Bhagwan. The story goes like this. Once upon a time, there was a thief. He had many bad habits. But the thief wanted to be a good man, a good person. He wanted to transform himself. So he went to a spiritual master and told master, "Oh master, I am a thief, I have got many bad habits, I confess, but I want to be a good man. Please guide me, please enlighten me." So the master said, "Okay, don't worry, I will tell you what to do. See, you told you have many bad habits. It's okay, but give up at least one bad habit. From this moment onwards, genuinely give up one bad habit." Then the thief said, "Yes, master, I will do that." And he, in front of master itself, promised that from that day onwards, he will not utter even one lie. Telling lies was one of the bad habits that the thief had. And he promised that from that day onwards, he will always tell the truth. But that night, he went to his profession, that is robbery. And that night, he decided to loot the king himself, and he somehow creeped inside king's palace and was about to do the robbery of the king's treasury. And there he found another man. And before the thief could take some quick action, the other man said, "Hey, don't worry, look, I am also a thief. I also come to this palace to rob. So let's do it together. Let's have a partnership. Let's accomplish this task together and let's divide the king's treasury 50-50 among ourselves." So this thief agreed, "Okay, let's do it, come on." So the other man somehow found the key of the treasury and they opened the box and they found 3 diamonds, very, very precious diamonds. So the other man said, "Okay, let's take these diamonds and let's go out and later we can divide the amount among ourselves 50-50. But this thief said, "See, if we take all the 3 diamonds, then the king won't have anything. The king will be fully robbed. And after all, he is the king of our kingdom. So let's have some pity. And let me take 1 diamond. You also take another diamond. And let's leave 1 diamond to king himself." The other man said, "Okay, let's do that. Yeah, let's leave something to the king." And they came out. But then the other man took the thief's address so that in future also they can collaboratively together do the projects of robbery. So this thief gave his address and they went to their home. The next day there was a breaking news in the kingdom. The breaking news was the king's treasury has been robbed. So the king immediately called for a meeting. He called all his courtiers and they were discussing. Now what had happened was the other man who was there in the palace who helped this thief to do the robbery was none other than the king himself. The king had disguised himself and he had uttered a lie to the thief saying that he was also a thief. So the king knew the entire story, but still he told his minister to go and do the investigation. So this minister went inside, went to the treasury, opened the treasury, and he found 1 diamond there. Then the minister thought to himself, "Oh my God, the thief who has robbed is a fool. He has not robbed the entire treasury. He has left 1 diamond. Okay, let me just take this diamond. Anyhow, the blame will go to the thief, not me." So the minister kept 1 diamond to himself and he went back to the court, went back to the king and told, "Yes, king, oh Lord, that indeed you are true. The message is true. The treasury has been robbed. There is nothing left there." But the king knew the entire story. The king knew that they had left 1 diamond there. So the king also knew the address of the thief and he summoned for the thief and the thief came. And the thief agreed, "Yes, I had robbed 1 diamond." Then the thief said, "But I had left 1 diamond there itself." And the king also agreed, told that he was the other man, the other thief who had disguised and come. But now what about the other diamond? So the king told his security guards to check the minister. And then they found 1 diamond with the minister. And then the minister was put behind bars. And now the thief, since he was very genuine and honest and sincere, he was made the minister. So that was what happened since the thief had promised that he won't utter a lie. So through this small story, Chinnakatha, Swami tells us how sincerity pays. Even if we follow 1 message of Swami, let us be sincere in observing it in our daily life. Sincerity and our steadfast devotion to Him will surely take us to great heights. That's the story, dear listeners, which Swami had told in one of His divine discourses. It's a Chinnakatha which Swami Himself says, narrates as the discourse goes. Now let's listen to few songs, as I said in the beginning, which I'll be playing for you today. These songs are specially composed by Swami students for the annual sports and cultural meet. In fact, these songs were composed in the early 2000, in the years 2000-2001. So have a listen, please.
Thank you. ज्योति मेरे माँ तेरा है सारा जहां
जागे सारा जहां। खुशियों से भरा ये जहां देखो सताए
ये सब उम्मीदें हैं बंधे दिशाएं सहमियां के उनमें आंसू सहा न जाए
नफरतों को मिटाए दिल में क्या जगाए आओ कसम खाए वादाए हम निभाए
दिल की धड़कनों में आवाज है ये तेरी ये सांस जो हमारी बस अमानत है तेरी
बस तेरी एक नजर तेरा एक इशारा
से पूछो दिल में मेरे को तू ही तो बसा है दिल में मेरा और कौन
सुनी सुनी राहे बस तू ही सहारा सुनी सुनी राहे बस तू ही सहारा
रे पगल मम्मुगाचे तोड़ू नीडवई बाटलो ज्ञान ज्योति वै
कडलै पंगुनी लो चिन्नी अललै सागनी कडलै पंगुनी लो चिन्नी अललै सागनी
जीवितं अंकितं जयालनी
मम पानीनि सा पदमाग
मगरे मपनी द मपा मगरी सनी सरे मपनी द पा मगरे मपनी द मप मगरी सरी सरे मपनी द मप
प्रेम की
In the summer of 1964, Bhagwan inaugurated his ashram in Bengaluru and picked Mr. Rama Brahmam, an extremely committed devotee, to manage its affairs. Many years later, when the marriage of Rama Brahmam's granddaughter was fixed, he offered the wedding invitation to Bhagwan, but did not pray for permission to travel to Guntur for the function, even though he loved the grandchild. However, Swami himself said, "You can go and attend the wedding." It was still a fortnight away. 15 days passed, but Swami did not talk about it again. It would take at least 2 days for Rama Brahmam to reach Guntur. Since Swami was silent, Rama Brahmam too kept quiet. On the day of the marriage, Swami suddenly looked at Rama Brahmam and said, "Hey Rama Brahmam, you didn't go for the marriage?" With utter humility, he replied, Swami, I thought it is not your will that I travel. Else, you would have definitely asked me to go. Bhagwan was so pleased that he immediately caressed his cheek and with great love patted his shoulder and said, Good boy. Mr. Ramabrahman was actually 75 years old then. Swami then looked at all the people around and said, This is the sign of a true devotee. When the master commands, a true devotee just obeys, does not analyze with his limited mind. When an elderly devotee had a swollen and painful leg, Swami said, No need to go to a doctor. Apply lukewarm starch water of rice on your leg. He did that and was healed instantly. When another person tried the same remedy, his condition actually worsened. In the Shirdi Avatar, when a devotee was suffering from diarrhea, Baba told him to eat groundnuts, which actually would aggravate the illness. But he was cured. What works is not the prescription, but the Guru's instruction. The path to our deliverance is implicit obedience. It can wipe out mountains of karma. This is the best aradhana we can make to our Sadguru, Sri Satya Sai.
Single story of His infinite glory, captured through divine discourses, music, bhajans, and through Vedas, talk shows, interviews, panel discussion, and study circles. All brought to you live from the epicenter of our times, Prashanthi Nilayam, India. Radio Sai Thursday Live.